Business Hour on OFM.
I read an article on MoneyWeb that said business rescue was once seen as a detour on the road to liquidation. Gareth, what's changed in South African boardrooms to make rescue first, liquidate later, the new approach from your perspective?
Thanks very much for that. So the Companies Act, when it came into being, introduced business rescue as a new concept, which effectively overtook the old judicial management under the previous Companies Act. And business rescue is really designed as a window of an opportunity for a company and give it sufficient breathing space for it to work out and to work it out its affairs without companies instituting legal proceedings or enforcing legal proceedings against the company. So it gives often a company opportunity within which to resolve its financial instability for a short window and a short period in time. And there's supposed to be a mentality of rescue first, liquidate later. And that's a very good question really around the topic. In South Africa, I think to a large extent, a lot of companies are a little bit too late and too slow to make the decision about filing for business rescue or seeking proper advice well before the time of whether or not and when they should be entering business rescue when they're financially distressed. The Companies Act creates the requirement that if the company is likely to become insolvent in the next 6 months or unable to pay its debts in the next 6 months, the board should be considering filing for business rescue.
Now, we've seen high-profile cases like Edcon, Comair, Hewlett, and even Mango Airlines go through business rescue. What lessons do these cases offer about how rescue is applied in the real world?
Look, in the real world, not every company is a candidate for a business rescue. And one of the fundamental criteria that one has to look at is you need to look at a number of factors before filing for business rescue. The question is, have we filed in time? Have we done our assessment to determine what will happen if I do file for rescue? In other words, are any of my licenses lost? Am I able to meet any of the particular caveats or requirements, that I'm mandated to do underneath particular contracts? What is the benefit to filing for a business rescue? And that's what the assessments need to be done. Edcon turned out to be a good rescue overall. In time, for some creditors will agree, some parties may not. Comair was just an unfortunate matter in its entirety because I think we do need more competitors to a large extent in the aviation space. But with that being said, I mean, those are only but a few in this market. We've seen a lot more flying in South Africa in terms of the business rescue realm. And the ultimate test is, if business rescue results in a better return for creditors than an immediate liquidation, then it's business rescue is the better candidate. But it's, again, not suitable for every industry. We've seen certain sectors where companies have filed for business rescue, and 2 weeks later, they've had to file for a liquidation. It depends upon the timing. It depends upon the contracts, the terminology. It's quite a complex thing which one needs to look at, and it's something where we generally assist companies with.
Could you highlight or reiterate the legal requirements or red flags that typically prompt a company to enter into business rescue under Chapter 6 of the Companies Act?
So typically, the trigger points are two things. So the Act creates a requirement on the board of directors and says that if the company is reasonably unlikely to pay its debts in the next 6 months or reasonably likely to become insolvent in the next 6 months, the board must pass a resolution filing for business rescue. And you look at a number of other things outside of the realm for the test for financial distress, as I've just given it to you, but you've got to look at a number of factors. And the board also needs to look at the ever-moving landscape. You may find scenarios in particular industries, for example, you're operating a mine and the mine has been flooded out due to bad weather and you've got to pump water out frequently. You may want to file for a business rescue over there simply because you want to put yourself into a position to suspend any onerous obligation on the company. So you may be bound by a supply agreement that says you're going to supply X amount of tonnage of product that you're supposed to be pulling out the ground and you know you cannot perform. So in such an instance, you would then file for a business rescue and say, I cannot supply, I cannot continue supplying under that agreement. So the benefit of the rescue is you can suspend or cancel onerous agreements, but provided that you are financially distressed or you will become financially distressed. So you've got to look at your problems and look into the future and say, well, where will the company end up in 3 to 6 months' time? Will the company become insolvent? Will it not? And will I survive it? So business rescue is a phenomenal vehicle and a phenomenal tool if used at the right time.
The Business Hour on OFM.
Are you seeing any policy developments, for example, from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition that could influence how business is rescued in the future?
Look, from the point of view from the support side and the supply side, I mean, what we are seeing is that when you are doing mergers and acquisitions through business rescue processes, you are seeing Competition Commission filings happening a lot quicker. We have seen amendments recently to the Companies Act come through as of December past that made some amendments to the provisions for business rescue governing certain points and aspects for clarification. There is a need for further reform and that in terms of the Act that needs to change. But so far, I think government has got it under control together with the DTR.
For company directors listening right now, possibly dealing with their own distressed balance sheet, what is your key piece of advice when considering whether to restructure, rescue, or liquidate?
Look, for companies and for directors where you're sitting at the moment, the difficulty they've also got to look at, as much as they say, well, you know, what is the position? Should I file for business rescue? Should I do an informal workout, a restructuring? Should I file for liquidation? It depends on a number of factors. But the one thing which they cannot discount is their own liability, which will attach to them at some point in time. Because if you're trading underneath insolvent conditions or you're trading recklessly inside the company, you will be held liable for reckless trading, be it under Section 22.1 that says that the company must not be traded recklessly. If the company goes into liquidation, I mean, the directors can still be held liable underneath the old provisions of Section 424 of the Old Companies Act in a liquidation or in a business rescue world. And typically I say to boards of companies in it is that if you do find yourself in financial distress or you can see the proverbial writing is on the wall, get proper advice well before the time and look at what you can do in terms of an informal workout and a restructuring is always the first point of departure. We always talk about something in the industry called organizational slack, and it typically refers to instances where you've got companies once upon a time were doing incredibly well and they went ahead and bought a whole lot of equipment and goods that they never use. And they're just sitting there and being mothballed. And sometimes you've got to cut back on that or cut back on unprofitable divisions. And directors sometimes need to look at these companies, and we see that they've built them from the ground up. They're a shareholder, they're a director, and they've built these companies from the ground up. And the difficulty with that is that they're treated sometimes, you know, the wrong way. For them, it's a matter of pride, and they've got to keep this thing going forever and a day. And sometimes you've got to make a very cold decision in terms of the business. Should I be filing for rescue? What is the effect? How many jobs am I saving? It's a balancing exercise between various stakeholders' interests. And typically, we say get the advice, look at an informal restructuring and a workout if you can. If you can't and the heat is on for non-payment, consider a business rescue. But in some instances, filing for rescue, you may be in liquidation a lot quicker, depending upon the contracts that you have in place. So directors need to do a proper assessment as to what their rights are, at what point in time, what is the effect on taking either step, because you may end up putting the company sometimes in a worse off position, depending upon what advice you go down the gauntlet of.